Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf tes, and we are on Ches Mem Beis. We got our work cut out for us today, in terms of Baruch Hashem. We got a Yagadata, as I mentioned last week, about Yagadata about Staka, but we are going to start, because he didn't get as far yesterday, finishing the daf, the fourth wide line on Ches Mem Beis. Fourth wide line, which gives us the chance just to mention the Tosis. Again, there's a lot of Achronim discussion based on the Tosis, but just to mention the Tosis. The Gemara mentions yesterday that one Amora was Kofa, forced another Amora to give Staka. The third line said, Achpe l'Rav Nasa Barami, v'shaka b'nei arba me'ezuzi l'staka. He forced him. So that's the question the Rishonim ask here. Tosfos asks, in Achpe, how is it that one forced to give Staka? V'yim Tomar. V'barak al-Abasar, Amar, the part of the Gemara in Chulin says, call Mrs. Asay Shematin Schara, Ksuva Bitsida, Ain Bezin Shamatin Bisar Naleha. Bezdin does not force when it is a mitzvah with the Schar is mentioned in the Torah. Because Bezdin the Svara is, Rashi there says, you see what you're losing. We're not going to force you. You see beferish what you're going to lose if you don't do the mitzvah. So you don't have to force you. That itself is a kind of force. And if you don't do it, that's tough luck on you. That's the rule. We have a mitzvah of Matan Schara Bitsida, so we don't usually force. So Staka. It says it in the Torah. V'kabi staka k'siv kapasoach tiftach as yadchalo. V'k'siv ki beglal davar as eiv arechaga. You're going to get a special bracha if one gives staka. So why is it that we are forcing here? So Tosfos has four different answers. Yom Rabbeinu Tam, number one, says Tosfos, t'hai k'fiya bidvarim. Maybe this k'fiya just means with words. He didn't really force him. He convinced him. It was kol fahim bidvarim. Like it says sometimes in the Torah that Moshe took Aaron, he was Moshe chim bedvarim. He says, oh, come on, be the leader. So here too, he was kofi, forced him bedvarim. Number one, v'o tirates, next couple lines, d'hacha kiblu aleim sheyakufu osan hagabai. Again, it wasn't forced. They accepted to be forced, but it wasn't really forced. They accepted to be forced. That's what it was. Maybe they decide, the giver decided. V'lurinire, and a third answer, the read near the read says, Tibitztaka kofin mishum de isbalav. Maybe tztaka is different. Buy a regular mitzvah say that has the schar written next to it, you don't force. But if there's a losa say also involved, then you do force. Because it makes it a different type of assay. So losa say, by tztaka it says, Dechsiv, losa amitzes lavavcha velo sikbo tzvechulu. A third answer. Well, the Ritzba Nira, and the fourth one is maybe redefining what that line means. Daha Bezdin Musharan al Mrs. Asay Shabbat and Scharbatsita, that which Bezdin does not force, all it means is that Bezdin does not punish in Noshin. But maybe it does force, it just doesn't give Onshin for the fact that somebody doesn't do a Mrs. Asay Shabbat and Scharbatsita. Again, every answer requires elaboration. Just to mention one Ha'ara on answer number three, and that is. Is a difference when the assay with by a mitzvah assay that has a lav connected to it. We mentioned in the past the Achronim discuss if it is true that staka has an assay and a los assay connected to it, then we have a problem with a different sugya. We know there's a principle Gemara in Brachos and elsewhere, Babam Kama we had it last. Osik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah. If I'm involved in one mitzvah, I don't have to do another mitzvah. We had it back on when I'm by Moshe Aveda. I find an Aveda, and at that moment, an Ani comes along and asks me for tzedakah. I might not have to give it because I'm Moshe with mitzvah. Moshe, I'm picking up your Aveda, so I'm patur min mitzvah. So ask the Achron in 1 minute. If tzedakah has a losa assay also connected to it, so why should the principle of Osik with mitzvah apply to it? What if I'm Osik in a mitzvah, I'm allowed to violate Averis? I'm not allowed to violate Averis. Osik with mitzvah, one of the svaras is given for Aninus. And when somebody is putter from mitzvos before their relative is buried, between death and burial, aninus, so we paskin, not only putter from mitzvos, you're usher to the mitzvos. We paskin. Not only putter, but usher. So one of the svaras is that you're osik with mitzvah. And the Torah forces you to be osik with mitzvah. To be osik in the burial of your relative. Right? So osik with mitzvah. So that is one of the svaras. But by aninus, you're not allowed to do averus. And aonid is not allowed to eat treif. And aonid is putter from mitzvos asay. He doesn't make brachas. And he doesn't, do other mitzvahs asay, but he has to keep all the los asays, right? Osik b'mitzvah doesn't go that far. So the Achronim ask if it's true that you don't need tosis in this. Just look at the Torah. But if it's true that the los asay of tztaka plays a major role, and that's why it has the ramifications for kfiya, so too by osik b'mitzvah, you should say that osik b'mitzvah does not apply to tztaka. It wouldn't pater tztaka. So says Rabbi Elchanan right here, Baba Basra. in the Kovach Shiurim. Maybe Osit by Tztaka, the Lo Sase exists, but it plays a secondary role. The reason for the Lo Sase by Tztaka is just to strengthen the Ase. The Lo Sase is Machazik the Ase. The Torah says, give Tztaka, don't close your hand. Make sure to give Tztaka. But it's an example of the Lo Sase strengthening the Ase. Where did we have this? We have this by the mitzvah of Ma'akeh, last week's Parsha, where again, the Tosfos, the Rabban, and the Rishonim ask him, Maseches Kiddushin, the Gemara there gives Ma'akeh as an example of a Mitzvah Saseh that is not time-bound, and therefore women are obligated. Ma'akeh, Hashavas Aveda, number of examples the Gemara gives of non-time-bound Mitzvahs. Ask Tosfos, ask the Rabban, what do you mean it? Why do you need the reason in the Gemara that women are obligated? Because they're not time-bound. Why don't you say that all of these Mitzvahs that the Gemara lists are mitzvahs with is a lo sase also. It says, lo sase and damim beveisecha. So of course women are obligated. Women are obligated in all lo sases. By Hashem HaSaveid, it says, lo tuchal lesalim. So why do you say that the reason is because it's not matan schar, the reason is because it is not time bound. So again, the Ramban gives the beautiful answer there in Kiddushin that by some mitzvahs, the lo sase just plays a secondary role. It's not like you have an ase and a lo sase. The lo sase is just there to give strength to the ase. Build a makkah on your roof, because if you don't, people are going to fall down and get hurt. But that's not a real lo sase. That lo sase is there to make sure you do the ase. Pick up the lost item. Don't disappear. Lo tuchal lesalim. But really, the ase is the ikar. And therefore, you would apply the principle of mitzvah ase shezman grama if it had been time-bound. So the same thing says Rabbi Chanan right here, the same thing by Tztaka. The lo sase is in the background. It just strengthens the ase, and therefore that would be enough for this the principle of osik mitzvah, pater on a mitzvah. We would pater this mitzvah. Yeah. How could you tell? You don't know until the Rishonim tell us. We don't know until you can always say, exactly. We can't say. I would say you can't say that unless the Rishonim or the Achronim Yipshan of the Rishonim for it, right? Otherwise, you would say not. I would say unless you know otherwise, you have to assume it's a strong lo sase, an independent lo sase. Okay. Fourth wide line. So let's try to get through this. Vamaskilim, yes, Hiru, Kizar, Harakia, Vachulu. So again, we're talking about Tztaka. So the Father says in Daniel that they will shine like the shining of the heavens. Zed Dayan Shadon Dinam Islamito. This is a judge that judges a case properly. Umatziki HaRabim Kachavim La'olam Boed. And those that are Masik the Rabim are like the stars forever. Elu Gabay Tztaka. Those are the Gabay Tztaka who do such a great thing, giving out Tztaka for people. The Masisa Ton in Ebraisa we learned a little differently. Vamaskilim Yatsiru Kizar Harakia. Zeo Dayan Shadon Dinam Islamito. That's a Dayan that judges a case properly. The Gabay Tztaka. And also referring to our Gabay Tztaka. Umatziki HaRabim Kachavim La'olam Boed. Elu Malam Tidokos. These are the rabbis, the rebbeim of young children that teach them Torah. Imagine the schus they have. Kagon man, like who? Who's a great rabbi? Kagon Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Shmuel Bar Shilas. I want my son to be in his class next year. Right, Shmuel Bar Shilas. The Rav Ashkechel Shmuel Bar Shilas. Rav found him. Davikoy Beginsa. One time he was in his garden. He was in the garden. Armalei Shavakte Lehem Nusich. You have left your ne'emanus, meaning why aren't you teaching? What are you telling me then? How could you be in the garden? He did tell him, you know, we finished class already. You know, he did tell him we're on Ben Azmanim. I don't know if they had that in those days. So Amalei, what do you mean? I haven't seen this garden in 13 years. My first break from yeshiva in 13 years. And even now I'm thinking about my Talmidim. I gave them work to do. I'm going back. I'll be right there. So you see, for 13 years he didn't leave the Talmidim. So you see what a great rabbi he was. Rabbanamai, you have all these psukim darshaning and referring to judges and gabbai tztakas and teachers. What about people just learning? Rabbanamai, what about Rabbanan who are learning themselves? Do they have a pasuk that alludes to them? Amaravina v'ohavav kiches Hashemesh b'gvuraso. And those Hashem loves the people like the sun which goes out in its gvura. Tana Rabbanan, couple of halachas. Gabbai tztaka and Rosh Hashanah. First, let me say, if you have two gabbai tztakas going around, they're not allowed to separate from each other. Different pshatim in the Rishonim. Let's go with Rashi's pshat. Rashi says, "Mebnei hachshad," because of chshad. Shelo yomru zeh hagov yechidi daito ligno. People shouldn't collect tztaka by themselves, right? If you have two gabbai for the community, if you have two gabbai tztakas, they should always be within visual proximity of each other. right? So that there's no chshad that one of them is taking for private use. One could go to the front gate, one could go to the store, but they both should stay within proximity of each other. Matzamos by Shuk. Let's say the Gavite Stock is walking and he sees money on the floor. Lo yitnein betokiso. He should not put the money that he finds into his own pocket. Because people are going to see the Gavite put money into his own pocket. He's like, oh, look who's pocketing some money. So what should he do? Elanosel tof arniki shal tztaka. He should put it into the tztaka box. Uluk shiawala beso yitzlan. And when he gets home, he should take it out. Some ant, this flies in the face of a Gemara elsewhere where we say anything that's aser b'shem maris ayin is aser even in your house. Right? Maris ayin. So even if chadar chadarim is aser. Right? So some say maybe this isn't really maris ayin. Maris ayin versus chshad. We mentioned Rav Moshe Feinstein's chiddush in the past in a tshuva where maris ayin, he says, is more of people are going to be misled to do something themselves. If they see me doing this, they're going to be like, oh, I didn't know that's a kosher restaurant. And they're going to be led to do it. What's chshad? Chshad doesn't mean they're going to be led to do it. They're just going to be choshing me. Like times of the Gemara, if I put a menorah on one window on one side of my house, and I don't put it on the other side of my house, where people are going to look into the window on the other side of my house, they're not going to see menorah, and they're going to think, oh, I guess you don't have to do menorah this year on Hanukkah. Of course they're not going to think that. That's not going to mislead them. They're just going to think badly of me. That's chshad. That's Rav Moshe's chilek. Not all achronim seem to agree to that, but that's Rav Moshe's chilek. So maybe here, if we go with Rav Moshe, maybe we can say that this is talking about chshad and not maris ayin, and therefore it's a little different. Therefore, maris ayin applies even b'chadvi chadarim. But chshad is just a lamaisa, they're going to think badly of you, so here they won't think badly of you. Kiyotibo, similarly, if the gabite stock is owed money, and somebody pays him back in the market, again, he shouldn't put money into his own pocket in public, because people are going to think negatively. He should put it in the stocka box. When he gets home, he should take it. Even though he'll probably feel funny about that, taking money out of the stocka box, but that's what you have to do. That's what you have to do in this case. Tanur Rabbanan, other halachas of a gabai. Gabai stocka shein lamaniyim l'chaleg. Let's say at the end of the day, a gabai stocka comes home and he has no poor people to give the money out to. So what should he do? And what? And he does not want to keep the coins that he collected because they are copper coins and they're going to start rusting. So he'd rather change them into silver coins. So he should not change the money himself. He shouldn't do his own business. Partin l'achim and partin l'atzman. He should get other people to do it. You know, it's more. It's always good to have other people involved in this type when you're dealing with other people's money. Gabai tamchui she'en lahem aniyim l'chalek mofram l'achim and mofram l'atzman. Also, a gabai tamchui, somebody gives out the food from the collection pot, and he has food left over at the end of the day, he should not sell it to him. He shouldn't buy it himself, because he probably won't get the best deal. Best to be objective, let other people buy it. Also, when you count out money for tztaka, you shouldn't count out more than one at a time. No, because people might see you doing it quickly, two by two. They might think that you're hoarding something, so therefore, you should do it one by one. Period. Amar Abai. Originally, Abaye says that Mar, which is Rabbah, his Rebbe, Rabbah would not sit on the mats that they had in Shul. In the olden days, they didn't have regular benches, they had mats that people sat on. That they wouldn't sit on the mats. Why? Because they were gotten with staka money, and they didn't feel it was appropriate that the Shul then took the staka money. Given the Shamal Hadatanya, but once he heard in the Brisa, that staka money is allowed to be changed for any public need that it's needed for, have a yasa that he used to sit on it. We discussed a little bit in past sugyas, what about Mosa Purim? That might be different. If you collect money for Purim staka, so then that might have to be used specifically for Purim. But if it's regular staka, general staka for the city, so it could be used for any public need. Amar Abaya, may raise Havi Oven Mar Trey Kisi. Rabbah used to have two tztaka boxes. Chava Ani Da'ama v'chava Ani D'masa. One for poor people of outside his town, and one for poor people in his town. Kiven D'shama L'had Amar Le Shmuel Rav Tachlifa Bar Avdimi. But once he heard of it Chad Kisa that Rav Shmuel told Rav Tachlifa to have one v'asni Allah, and just make a tanai, just make a condition. Yunami Oven Chad Kisa v'asni Allah. So he also made one bag, one tztaka box, and he made a condition. Meaning what? Anything left over that is not needed for the aniyim of our city, so then can be used for others. We did have, right, the halacha is, our own city comes first. Aniyei Yircha before Aniyei Yircheres. But let's say there's left over, so therefore they'd be able to make a tzai on it. Rav Ashi Amar, Ano asnuyi nami lo tzarechna. I don't even have to make a tanai. I don't even have to make a it's automatic. Why? To call the ka asi adaita didi asi. Whoever comes to me and gives me tzedakah, says Ravashi, they basically give it with my knowledge. They know I'm going to use it for whatever I want. And I'll give it to whoever I want. So Ravashi says, look, I'm the gadol dor. And if they give it to me, they know I'm going to use it for whatever I want. So I don't even have to make it tonight. It's automatic. I don't have to make the condition. Asks the Ritva. Ravashi was so much greater than Rabbah. Ravashi didn't have to make a condition. Rabbah had to make the condition. What's the difference? Says the Ritva. Says the Ritva. There was a difference. Why did Rabbi have to make the condition? Why wasn't it automatic like Ravashi? But Tirtzu, he says, no. In the days of Rabbi, Rav Yosef was around, who was Adif Binei. What do you mean he was Adif? Why? Because we had that Rav Yosef was known as Sinai, and Rabbi was known as Oker Harim. And Rabbi was the Iyun man, and Rav Yosef was the Pekias, Sinai. Right? So he's Oker Harim versus Sinai. And we know that the Gemara says that Sinai is more chashev because everybody needs to know the halacha. You have that pekiyas, you have to know everything, right? Not just one sugya where you know you could delve into it. So Rav Yosef was alive during the time of Rabba, and he was only knighted except to be the Rosh Yeshiva because Rovasa Kibule. Rav Yosef didn't want to accept. Aval b'de Ravashi, but in the times of Ravashi, the Gemara says from the times of Rebbe to Ravashi, there was never Torah Gdula B'makom Echad. There was nobody like Ravashi in his generation. Right, so therefore,
what does one thing have to do with the other? I mean, if Rav Ashi felt he was great enough that he didn't need a tznai, does that
so the assumption? I guess that's the assumption. The assumption is that if people give it to the gadol, right, the one, not just a rabbi, but the one, that's when you wouldn't need even a tznai for the.
If you give it to number two in the world, you need one. All right.
So it's held up from Ritva that number two would not be. Exactly, he says he's talking about number two. I don't think Rabbi doesn't. I don't think anybody was beyond Rabbah besides Rav Yosef. Right, but then I got to check the lists. Okay. Good. Right there. Hainu beit shrei tavchi the avdin yonah b'hadi adadi. So the Bach takes out shrei here. Just says hainu tavchi. The butchers, because we're talking about a bunch of butchers. The butchers of a town made conditions amongst each other, right? Because they, I guess, it seems like they didn't have enough business to everybody could shecht every day and sell their meat. They each took a day. You know, this guy did Monday, this guy did Tuesday. They switched off, I guess, who did Thursdays, because that was the best day. They made a deal. Whichever butcher shechted on their friend's day, they would rip up his skins and hides. I mean, they would punish him. You couldn't do that. So one time, some guy shechted on the day of his friend. And they ripped up his hide. So he got all upset. So he went in front of Rav. He said, look what they did to me. And Rav said to these other butchers, you got to pay them. You got to pay this guy. What did you do to him? So Rav Yemer bar Shalmi l'Rav. Rav Yemer says, what are you talking about? We had on yesterday's daf that any group can make any conditions they want for their occupation. So why would they have to pay him back? Rav did not answer. Rav didn't answer and explain what he did. So Amar of Papa Shaper Avid Delo Hadir Lemidi. Rav Papa says it's good that Rav didn't answer. It's appropriate. Why? And it's understandable. Hani Mili, when do we say that a group of the people who have an occupation could make conditions? Hecha Deleka Adam Chashev. If there's no Adam Chashev in the city, who should be part of the decision making? So then they themselves can make a conditions amongst them. Aval Hecha Deika Adam Chashev. But if there's an Adam Chashev, Lavko Kuminao Damasi, they can make a condition without having him involved, and Rava was the Adam Chashev. So he didn't want to give that answer. Hey, you didn't ask me. It was an anav. He didn't want to say that. So he just didn't answer. So therefore, if Papa says, that explains the story. The Tosas Arash and other Rishonim here, not the Rosh, the Tosas Arash also says it, but the Rosh here says, based on this Gemara, you know what you see? Mikan, Tekol Balei Umnis, Yecholun Lahasnos Beinehem. Any occupation, people who have an occupation could get together and make any types of rules and conditions amongst themselves. The Haymanikran B'nei Ha'ir B'inyin Malacha. And they are the B'nei Ha'ir regarding a certain Malacha, meaning if all the shoemakers get together and make certain rules and regulations for their trade, that the butchers don't have any say in what the shoemakers' deals are. Right? They are the B'nei Ha'ir specifically. That is what the Rosh says. Why is this important? There is a machlokas in the Rishonim here. Do you need the entire professional staff? Does that have to be a unanimous vote? What about majority? The Mordechai here says it has to be unanimous. Seems like. Other Rishonim say it has to be majority. Unanimous would be very, but it's interesting. What kind of voting do you have to be? So what does Rav Moshe talk about related to this Gemara? Choshen Mishpat Chelek Aleph. Way back. Tavshin Yud Aleph. 1951. Tshuva in Iyar. 1951. Chav Chasir. 1951. So, tshuva is Be'inyin Agudas HaPoalim Shekorin Union. Right? So, Moshe says, unions. Is there a halachic basis for unions in halacha? So, he says that the questioner doesn't quote the questioner. The questioner obviously brought like 10 different problems with unions. You can't make a union because of dot, 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 dot. And Moshe knocks down each one. V'hine, b'dvar etzem agudas ha-polim, shekorin unions, she'osin b'nehen takanos v'kfios ha-schar, v'shelo yuchlu ha-bailim l'salka, right, that the employers cannot remove you. V'shetzrichim lazar zezeh b'shvisos, and you have to act together on strikes. If everybody goes on strike, you got to be part of it. V'chadome, midvarim shehu l'toa latam, eini roa b'zeh shum chshash iser. The guy said, you're making a partnership with a guy, and you're causing the employer loss, all these potential problems. But Moshe says, no problem. Daha adaraba, Yoser Mizeh Chazir, he says, look in the Gemara. Sherashon gam lahasno sheyiglusu afshu keneged adin. You're allowed to make conditions and fine people who are involved in it. Where do you see that? Babasra dachas. Sherashin lasiyaki tasson. Viafla haziko. Even like, damn it, they ripped up his hides. Usually you need the Adam Chashav of the city. What about unions? But anything that has nothing to do with halacha, it's not neged hadin. Kigon lekvoa haschar, to set a wage. V'yazru zeh or to help each other. Ein sora klal heskem achacham to hu kichol and yani masu umatan v'shukas v'alma. It's like a partnership. You all want to make a partnership with anybody and have a grouping, so you can do that. It says in Moshe later on, because it's a partnership with conditions, everybody has to be responsible. And Pashut, Sha'af im Akum, even with the non-Jews, Yecholim l'hishtateif, to hamutr b'zmanazeh lisa v'litin im Akum. We do that today, b'zmanazeh. Even if you look at some Gemaras, it seems like it's usur. B'zmanazeh, we do business with the non-Jewish world. Right? Tosa says it's impossible not to. V'gam l'hishtateif mamish mutarin, to be b'shtateif for them. It's mutr. Avalaso zvarim shalokadini haTorah, but to go so far in a union, to go against halacha, to beat him up if they cross the picket line, says that you can't do. You can't beat him up if they cross the picket line. You can find them. You can't beat him up. Kishem Yasu Shvisa, strike, Balaz, Asur. Lo raka yide ha'akam, and la'afa de atzmam, dal haka, ga beheskam adam chashem, mistavisha asur. You can't beat him up. You can find them. Lady Dina Knossos, etc. He continues. But anyway, and don't consider this like going to a non-Jewish court. Right, so all the potential problems that the questioner must have been against, Rav Moshe explains all the questions. So again, that's in Aleph Nun Ches, but the first source Rav Moshe quotes is right here. This Gemara about Lahasiyah Kitzasan and the groupings that they make here, the butchers. Tanur Rabbanan, back to Tzedakah. And Mechashim B'Tzedakim Gabay Tzedakah V'lo B'Hektashim HaGizbarin. We're not so medactic. Once the Gabay Tzedakah collects, we're not so careful with him to say, show me exactly where you gave every penny. Where'd you give every penny? No, we give him some leeway. We give him some flexibility. The Gabbai Tzedakah and the Gabbai of the Beis HaMikdash. V'yava b'she'in ra'i l'davar zeichel davar. And even though there's no proof positive to this, but there is a hint to it. Shenemar has a positive. Why is it a proof positive? Because this is about Beis HaMikdash. This is not about Tzedakah. So that's why it's only a zeicher. Shenemar v'lo yechshavu es ha'anashim asher yitnu es ha'kesef al yadam. We don't check out the people who give the money. L'aseis l'osi ha'malacha ki b'emunayim osim. Right? We don't check it out. We give them some flexibility. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Aval pi sheish lo la'adam gizbar ne'amar b'toch beiso, yatzer v'yimne. Even though we don't check it out, before you give money to the gizbar, count it up. Count up what you give. Shenamar v'yatzer v'yimne. Why do you have to count it up if you're not going to check it anyway? Why do you have to count it up? Just give it to him. So the Me'iri says, so you don't come to bechoshet them. Because you're going to see how much they have. You're like, didn't I give him more? So, it's interesting. The Me'iri says we should do all we could do in life not to be choshed other people. He says, Kol ma she'efshar lo la'adam lehishtadel shelo yavo lachshodes abrios yishtadel. It's not a good idea to be choshed people. Right? Af betel feso. So, it works both ways. We have to do whatever we can not to be choshed people, but like we just mentioned earlier, people have to make sure that they try not to be in situations where it's easy to be choshed them. That's chshad. Af betoch beiso roy lo adam li yizar b'shmirasa b'shmiras mashabo kedei shehi lo yeh adavar matzui lachshad abriyas. The Torah is very careful in trying to make sure that people watch over themselves and we watch over other people. Amar Rav Huna, botkin l'mazonas v'im botkin l'ksus. Rav Huna says that if an ani comes asking for food, we give him right. We check him out to make sure that he is a real ani. But if he's coming and we see he has tattered clothing and he doesn't have anything on, he's half naked, just give him a clothing. He's asking for clothing, just give it to him. So you have to do background checks for food, but not for ksus. Some say it's based on a pasuk, some say it's based on a svar. Some say it's based on logic. The guy's coming half naked. He's so embarrassed. We assume that he's telling the truth here. Why would he come half naked? Right, it must be he really doesn't have any clothes. And if you can give him right away. But no food, he's not disgracing himself so much, as much. So therefore, just check it out a little bit. Or it's based on a pasuk. Halo, faros larav lachmecha. Literally, spread out bread to the hungry person. But faros also has other translations. Beshin ksiv. It's written with a shin. Faros, therefore, faros could also mean to check. Check him out. Vahadar havle. Faros, first check it out, and then larav lachmecha. And then give bread to those, that he who is hungry. Vahasav ksiv. And then it also says there in Yeshayo, ki tire arum b'chisiso. When you see someone naked, cover him. Kitira la'alter. When you see him right away, la'alter, then give him food. The Mesoras Hashasi, you see the little bays with the parentheses, he points out that, right, the Gemara is darshaning the feros, it's with a shin and not with a samach. If you look in our Nevi'im, it's with a samach. And he says on top, p'chol ha'svarim ha'meduyakim k'siv feros, with a samach, u'lechora hi plia. Who plia? He says, Aliashi, look in Tosas and Shabbos and Hayward. Tosas also said there are different times. But the Talmud Bavli seems to have psukim with different letters than what we have. Different Mesoras. I mean, yesterday's Parsha, in the middle of laning, right, the Balkore was very, very medactic, Baruch Hashem. He noticed that by Tzuadaka, some Torahs are spelled with an aleph, some are spelled with a hey. Different Mesoras. It's one of the few times in the Torah, three or four times in the Torah, where there are different letters sometimes. Some have a hey, some have an aleph. So he noticed it. So it was one of the unusual ones. I forgot which way it was, but I think it had an aleph. But again, this is another example where there are different mesoras in the text. Rav Yehuda Amar, that is Rav Huna. They have to check out before you get food and not for clothing. Rav Yehuda says the opposite. Rav Yehuda Amar, both can look to us, both can look mazonos. This guy's starving. He's in pain. Give him food right away. And he's not covered in clothing. Okay, so give him. Wait a few minutes. Just check him out. He's not as much in pain. Spread out right away. Give him food. When it appears to you, not just when you see, but when it appears to you, and you check it out, that's when you could give him clothing. Tani Kavasi Rav Yehuda, Brisa supports the second view. Amar Kesuni, cover me both kinacharav. Parnasuni ain't both kin. Right? This whole Gemara is the source, part of the source for the certificates that they give out in various communities. Right? To make sure people are real needy people. They go out certificates. This is it. That means that they were checked out. They were checked out by the Rabbanim of the city, and they have certificates in order to be able to testify that they are true. Tanan Hasam. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Peya, in Pochzin La'ani over Makom Makom, if an Ani is walking, traveling, so we don't give him less than Mi Kikar Bepundion, a Kikar, a loaf of bread that's worth a Pundion, the Arba Sa'im Besel at a time when four Sa'ah go for a Sel. Okay, so we give him a certain amount of bread. Lon, if he's sleeping over by you, Nosin Lo Parnassas Lina, then we give him the parnasa of sleep, you give him enough for a sleeping over visit. My parnasa is lina, what does that mean? Amra papa purya, we give him a bed, ube sad, we give him sheets. If an ani sleeps over, you give him a place to sleep. Shabbos, if he's over for a Shabbos, nosin lo mazon, shalosh sudos. Give him enough for three meals. Tosas points out that we usually give out the food in the late morning. So what does it mean, three meals? So Friday, you already gave for Friday night and Shabbos morning. So three meals that would be for Shalosh Shudis and Motzi Shabbos and Sunday morning when he's gonna leave, right? That's the three meals here. But again, you have to give him for three meals. Shalosh Shudis is a real meal. Just to quote again, we have a whole shiur on this, but to emphasize, to give it the chizik, because whenever it comes up, we have to give a little chizik to make sure we realize Shalosh Shudis is a meal. It's The meal, just like the other meals, are on Shabbos. It's a little difference in terms of bidi'evetz, but in terms of lachachilus, the Shulchan Aruch says, Reish Tzadik Aleph, what are we supposed to have for Shalosh Shudas? So, the Shulchan Aruch here does quote a few opinions. Tzarech lasosa b'pas. Gotta have bread. V'yesh omrim, some say, she'yochol lasosa b'chol machal o'asim yechad v'chamesh l'minim. Some say, mizonos. Number two. V'yesh omrim, she'yochol lasosa b'dvarim shem lasim yechad v'chamesh l'minim. Some say you could have it with something that bread is eaten with, like meat or fish. Avalopeiros, but not fruit. Some say even fruit. Wonderful. Four opinions. I'm off the hook. No, keep reading. Visvara rishona ikar. Just in case you didn't know what the Shulchan Aruch holds. First opinion, bread. Sarech lasosu epas. Gotta have it with bread. Ela imkein hu savea biyoser. Unless he's totally satiated. We could always fit in one slice of bread. One slice of challah we could always fit in. Half a pita. Always fit in. So, just in case we weren't sure with the Shulchan Aruch is clear. The Ramah does not argue. The Ramah does not argue. The Mishnah Berurah says, also, explaining Svar Rishon Iker, again, he quotes, he says, and there are those that want to save it from Malav HaMalka instead. No. Shalosh Shudas is more important than Malav HaMalka. Malav HaMalka, you can have Zonas if you want. But Shalosh Shudas had to be bread. If you look in the Yarcha Shulchan, who usually is known as the Matzdike B'nei Yisrael, the one who defends all the practices of Klal Yisrael that look a little shady. So here the Aruch HaShulchan quotes the opinions, and he says, Asid Litein Es Hadin. Those who don't take Shalosh Shudas seriously, with bread, Lechem Mishnah was supposed to have, and it's men and women, have the equal obligation for Shalosh Shudas. Sometimes it's easier for men, like sometimes men are in shul and women are at home with a kid. No. So that's why we don't have Shalosh Shudas in shul now. Right, you go home, you have the, men and women have the same obligation. Right, the Shul is clear, it's beferish in the Shulchan Aruch. So we have to make sure that we have bread for Shalosh Shudas. That is the lechatchila, and that's what we have to make sure we do, says the Aruch HaShulchan. It's the Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch. If you find anybody who could line up against those rabbis, says the Aruch HaShulchan, so then we have something to talk about. But as of now, we'll keep it at bread. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tana, third line. If there is an ani that is comfortable begging at the doors, then you don't have to give him from the specific kupa shel tzedakah that was collected for the community. That's only for aniyim who are so embarrassed that they don't even go out to beg. There was once an ani that was going around. Also, like to Rav Papa, he came in front of Rav Papa to get some stock. Alom mizdakekle. Rav Papa didn't give him. Amalei Rav Sama Breider of Yevel or Rav Papa. Imalom mizdakekle. Ina shachrina. Alom mizdakekle. Lemuslei. If you don't get Rav Papa, if you don't give him stocka, nobody's gonna give him stocka. They're gonna follow your lead. I v'hatadiyim hayani machzor lapsachem in iskakan lo. Doesn't it say I'm not supposed to give him because he's an ani that's able to go around begging? Amarlei in iskakan lo lamatana maruba. You got to give him something. You don't have to give him as much as you give other poor people. You have to give him something. Amar Avasi, la'olam ayim na'adam atzmo, mi lasei shlishis ha-shekel bashana. A person should give at least a third of a shekel per year. Obviously, we're supposed to give a lot more. But the low is lowest. Let's say somebody is an ani, and ani also has a chiv of staka. So an ani himself has to give at least a third of a shekel per year. Shinamar, as the Pasuk says, v'hamideinu aleinu mitzvos la'seis aleinu shlishis ha-shekel bashana, la'avodas beis elokeinu. Obviously, we're supposed to give more. The Rambam says we're supposed to give as much as we are able to. And we know we have a sugyo, I owe a shir, Meisr Ksafim, a couple of shirim. But there is a concept called Meisr Ksafim. It's not in the Torah anywhere, Beferish. And there's a big discussion in the Rishonim, what level of chiv is Meisr Ksafim. There is a Sifri, which seems to say it's a Din D'Oraisa, quoted in the Tosafos and Tainus. Aser to Aser is called Tvua Zarecha, right? Because in the Torah, only Meisr Tvua is listed, a meiser of fruit and things that grow, not meiser of money, not in the Torah anywhere. There is a sifri that seems to say it's a daraisa, that's a das yachid. There are some rishonim that hold this a did rabbana, and that's also a minority. Rov rishonim hold that meiser ksafim is a minhag tov. It's a minhag tov, which we try to do, it's an ancient minhag which we try to do, but it's a minhag tov. That's very important in terms of when you have sveikis and what you're allowed to count, what you're not allowed to count. It's very important to know that is what is categorized as by Rov Rishonim. Not for now. But again, that is the ideal, but it's not the minimum, which is here, shlishis ha-shekel. What is the symbolism of shlishis ha-shekel? The Ben Yoyada says that we know, ashlosh ha-dorim ha-olam omeid. Torah, avodah, and gemilas chasadim. And really, each person is their own world. Each person is their own world. Ki adam ho olam katan. So each of us have to support ourselves with Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Hasadim. And says the Ben Yoyada, and three different names for Torah, Avoda, Gemilas Hasadim, we know this from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is Kol, Som, and Mamon. Right, those are the three little words that it says on the top of Tshuva Tefillah Tzlaki in the Machzarim. It says Kol, Som, and Mamon. Right, so he says those three. He says Gam Hu Omid Al Shlosha Shem Som Kol Mamon, and V'nimsa it must be. So what is a third of our existence has to be Tzedakah, which is Gemilas Chesed. Torah Avodah Gemilas Chesed Som Kol Mamon, and Shekel is Gematria Nefesh. So if we want to support our Nefesh, right, we have to be Shokel. We have to weigh our life and make sure that we are doing at least a third Shlishis HaShekel. Third of a shekel, we have to make sure we are involved in Gemilas Chesed. Mentioned in the past, the Vard of the if it's the Gra or others, called Sum and Mamon, each of those have the same gematria. Each of those have gematria of 136. Called Sum and Mamon, you add them all together, it's 408. 408 is Zos. Bezos Yavo Aaron ala Kodesh. Aaron could go into the Kodesh Kodashim as long as he has all Klal Yisrael doing Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chesedim, Sum, Kol, and Mamon. Weiter. V'yom Ravasi, Shgula Tzedakah connected all the mitzvahs. Tzedakah is connected all the mitzvahs. Shemar v'amidinu aleinu mitzvahs. V'chulu mitzvah ink sivkan el mitzvahs. Tzedakah is connected. It says this by a few mitzvahs, tzitzis and others, but tzedakah is connected all the mitzvahs. The Ben Yoyada again says, if you have a poor person who's about to die and you give him tzedakah, so then basically you have responsibility for everything he does in the rest for the rest of his life. Every mitzvah that he does, you get credit for. Right? That's if you support somebody. Right, that's it. If you make somebody frum, all of these, there you get it's like connected to the mitzvahs. Amar Belazar Gadolam Asi Yosem Naoseh. If you cause somebody to do tzedakah, that's even greater than doing tzedakah yourself. If you're mezakeh the rabbim, Shneimar v'haya maaseh tzedakah. Doesn't say tzedakah. It says the act of tzedakah, getting other people to do tzedakah. Shalom ba'avodas tzedakah hashkei duvetach ad olam. Period. Zacha. If somebody is zocheh, each of us are going to lose some money every year. But how are we going to lose the money? If we're zochet to have the money lost by giving tzedakah, haloprost l'rav lachmecha. That's a zchus. I lose it by doing a mitzvah. Lo zochet, if I'm not zochet, then what happens? Ani imrudim tavi bayis. Then maybe it gets stolen, maybe it gets something else happened to it. But the highest level, so we should make sure to give. Because we're all of a gzeira that was supposed to lose a certain amount of our money this year. So if we give it through tzedakah, hopefully that'll be the area and the way that we lose it. Amalu Rav la b'nei Mechuzah, that's what Rav said to b'nei Mechuzah, b'matusu minayichu, please, osu b'hadi adadi, give tzedakah to each other, ki heichi delai b'luchu shlomo b'malchuzah, so we have peace amongst the malchus, the government doesn't take it from us. If you give to each other, then you'll be yotzei l'chiyuv, and therefore the government won't take it from us. Amar Belazar, b'zman she'beis ha'mikdash kayam, adam sho'ol shiklo v'skapar lo, when we have a beis ha'mikdash, we give maksas ha'shekel, and we have kapara through karbanas, achshav she'beis ha'mikdash kayam, but nowadays we don't have a beis ha'mikdash, so what do? Imosin staka mutav. So if you give staka, that gives you a kapara. V'imla bon of the kohavin olam misro. And if not, you're going to lose the money anyway. Right? It's not yours. The staka that was supposed to give is not ours. So they're going to take it away from you anyway. So you might as well give it as staka. V'yafal piki next shal ha'hem staka. Still, even if they take it, you're still going to get some credit for it. Why? Shemar v'noksayach b'tzedakah. As it says, those who oppress you is still going to be counted for tzedakah. Why? Because the oppressors will still take less taxes from the poor people because they have more money from you. So you're still going to get a little schus from them. Right, so we see here, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, Chesed is what does it for us. We have the Gemara, the last Amud in Maseches Chagiga, which says that since the time of the Beis HaMikdash, what's miskaper for us? Our table. Our dining room table, the shulchan, right? Our hakrasas archem, our tzedakah there. And we quoted then the amazing Rabbeinu Bachai, at the end of Truma, says that there was an ancient minhag in France for people to make their coffins out of their dining room table. Quotes here, "Uminach chasidim shebetzarfas sheosim mishulchanam aron." Why? Because that was their schus. That was their schus. Whatever they did at their dining room table, the hakrasas archem that they did, and the aniyan that they had at their table, I want that in the kever. They used to say. That's what they. That's the Gemara. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's the tzedakah and the chesed that we do. Amar Rava, hi Milsa, Ishtoili. The following thing was told to me by Ula Mishagish Archase Deime, by a young man who his mother had to do something unusual. So let's do through the whole story, and we'll figure out what happens here. Mishmeder Balazar. He told me that in the name of Rabbi Balazar. And how did he get such a name? We'll get to that. So my dechsev, this is what was said, and then we'll get to the name. So my dechsev, ayal beish stucka, kishir yon stuck is like an armor. Lomer lecha, mashir yon zek al klipo klipo misarefes l'shir yon gadol, just like a piece of armor, every like the old-fashioned armor, like it made out of scales. Every scale combines to the large armor. Av stucka kal prudu, prudu misarefes l'cheshbon gadol. So too, every prudu of stucka, it combines to a big item. Right? So the after Achronim say, the Ein Yaakov says that even if I only have a little bit, but by the time the Ani collects from everybody, he'll have a lot and he'll have enough to support himself. Rabbi Chanina Amr, a little different mashal, mehacha. Ukebeged idim kolsed kaseinu, like a little material, like a little rag, is our staka. Ma beged zek honim avinim misrefes l'cheshbon gadol, just like a beged, every thread connects to the larger beged. Av staka kol pruta pruta misrefes l'cheshbon gadol. So that staka, every pruta is mitstarev to the greater cheshbon. Period. So that's what the little lad told him. Am I kari le ula mishagish archazidime? Where did this lad get his name? The lad who caused his mother to do something strange. What does that mean? Tavoy mini Rav Achtavoy bar ami Rav Sheshes. Rav Achtavoy asked a question from Rav Sheshes. Totally not our topic. Minayla mitzora bime svuro shemitame adam. How do I know that a mitzora during the days that he's counting to become tahar? We know there's a mitzora muchlat. Once he becomes a mitzora, he's sent out of the city. But then he's counting the days when the Kohen says, okay, you're tar, now you got to count the days, and I'll come back and make sure you're tar. During those days also, the mitzora is metame people. Not just during the days that he's a vade mitzora, but even the days that he's counting. How do you know that he's metame adam? So amar lo, ho, the metame begadim, metame adam. Hey, the Torah says that he has to wash his clothes in a mikveh at the end of the week. So if he's metame the clothing on him, so he's surely metame a person that he touches. So Amalei, he said, maybe not. Dilma tuma bechibur and shiny. Maybe clothing that you're wearing is different. You see an example. Somebody who moves a piece of meat of nevela, he's metame the clothing that he's wearing, and he's not metame somebody else. So you see, it's not automatic. So Amalei, he says, but he answers him, what do you mean? Velo sheres the metame adam inolan says, Rav Sheshes, aye, what about a sheretz? A sheret is metame a person. How do you know that other than la mishem de metame begadim? How do you know that a sheret makes a person tame is an avatoma? It must be because a sheret makes clothing tame, so it must be his metame adam. So don't you see it's automatic? So amalei, sheret magic sivbe. No, sheret is beferish. Oh, isha sheyiga b'chol sheretz. Beferish that a sheret is metame a person. El shechva zera de metame adam inalan. How do you know shechva zera of a person is metame a person? La mishem de hol metame begadim metame adam. Isn't it because he's metame the clothing that he's wearing, so he's also metame adam? So amalei, shechva zera nai magic sivbe. That's also a pasuk. Oh, ishlo rabos is anogeya. So basically, Rav Sheshes kept getting knocked down by this. Rav Sheshes kept knocking down Rav Achtavoy, kept knocking him down with his question. So Ahadle b'Bidchusay. So finally, I'm sorry, the other way. Rav Achtavoy kept knocking down Rav Sheshes' answers. So he kept answering him with a little grin on his face. B'Bidchusay. So let's see you answer this one. He was a little chutzpahtik. Chalish daiti Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes had chalishas adas. He got very upset, and because of that, Ishtik Rav Achtavoy bar Ami, he became a mute and he forgot all his learning because he made Rav Sheshes upset. And what happened? Asya ime v'kabachya kamei. His mother came. So whose mother? That's the big question in the Rishonim. Whose mother came? So let's go with Tosis. Rav Achtavoy's mother came and started crying in front of Rav Sheshes. Tzavcha tzavcha v'lashkechvei. She said, what did you do to my son? Rav Sheshes didn't answer. So what did she do? She took drastic measures. Amrale chazi lahani chadi dematis minayu. She bared her chest in front of Rav Sheshes and said, didn't these breasts give you milk? Tosis quotes that this mother, Rav Achtavoy, was the wet nurse for Rav Sheshes. Look what how much I did for you, and look what you did for my son. Boy, rachmi alei v'itzi. So he said, okay. So he davened, and then he was healed. So this is a mother who had to do something strange. So that's why... That's where you got the name from. Uda Asya, let's just finish the story. Uda Asya Laminalan, how do you know? What Lamaisa, we never answered the question. How do you know that a mitzora during the days of his sphere is metame? So Kidatani, we learn it from the Bryser. Shimon Yochai Omer, Nemer Kibis Bagadim Yime Sfuro, Nemer Kibis Bagadim Yime Chaluto. Kibis Bagadim, it says, washing your clothes, it says during the days that he's Vadi Mitzora and also the counting days. Malahal, Matame Adam, Nafkan Matame Adam. Period. There is an Amei Ben Yehoyada, which I don't fully understand because I'm not familiar with Gilgul Neshamas, but just to mention it, another pshat of of the mother that had to do something strange, or you change the ways of regular mothers. He goes to the Arizal, who says that Rav Sheshes is a Gilgal and of Baba Ben Buta. How do you know? Because in Atbash, right, Aleph is tough and Beis is Shin, Buta, Baba is Sheshes. So Baba Ben Buta is a Gilgal of Rav Sheshes. And we know that Baba, we mentioned it last week, the story in Nadarim, that Baba Ben Buta got knocked on the head, and Shalom Bais, and into he. So you see, he was so letting things slide. And he quotes B'Shem the Arizal that the previous Gilgal of a person is called the Av or the Aim of that later person. So here, what's the Pshat? The Rav Sheshes was Mishanet. Rav Sheshes was different than the Aim of him. Baba Ben Buta let things slide. You see, Rav Sheshes got upset. He didn't let things slide. Says that's what it means. He changed the way of his mother, the way of Baba Ben Buta, who was his mother in the Gilgal Neshamas world. That's the Ben Yehoyada. Okay, that's a little different shot. I guess we have to stop here. B'ez Hashem, we will continue B'ez Hashem with the rest of the Agadah going on tomorrow. Tomorrow's a big fat daf. We've got to come on time. We've got to start on time. A lot of famous Gemaras tomorrow, and B'ez Hashem, we will continue.